On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's golf team opened up their season last weekend, took fifth as a team at the Concordia Invitational. Danny Menton finished tied for fifth individually. The senior out of Hutchinson joining us. Congratulations on the great finish.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a fun tournament, good tournament for us to get started on and get our season off on the right foot.
Last fall, you guys did not start off on the right foot. The fall was a little bit rough for you guys. The spring was a whole lot better. How important is it to kind of play well and start a little better this year?
Yeah, it's good to get a little team chemistry going here. Got to know a couple of the freshmen, and John Hofdahl's coming around. He's shot a couple good scores there, so it's important for us to get a couple of freshmen going early, so that was good.
You know, you think about it, you guys are able to play in decent weather in this all summer, and then in the spring, you know, you haven't been outside. You've only been in a simulator. You'd think that last year would have been reversed. You'd play better in the fall than in the spring, but, you know, how much work do you guys get in on a weekly basis while you still can here with the weather?
We're out there pretty much every day. Everybody on the team's out there practicing and playing. This year we got a little bit more structure with practice for playing days and stuff like that. We also keep it pretty competitive on who's going to be playing the top five. So that's good to keep that competitiveness up and get a lot more practice time into.
What's it say to how competitive collegiate golf is when you go 73-72 and you're tied for fifth?
Yeah, well, the Manitoba teams, they had a couple teams that showed up, and they were both very, very good. There were a lot of very good players there. I talked to a couple of the Manitoba kids, and I know that they play in a lot of amateur tournaments in Canada all summer long, and they're really competitive there too. But, yeah, college golf is definitely a step up from high school golf, and it's good. It's good competition. So,
I'm assuming that par was somewhere around 70 or 72 last week, so there you may be one over for the tournament, which isn't bad. You know, when you came to college, what were you shooting as opposed to now?
Yeah, the first 2 and 3 years, I wasn't really playing, you know, that solid. In the summer, I'd always be playing well. I don't know what the difference is other than that. I've been kind of more committed this year, and, you know, this being my last year, I kind of want to make it a good one. So just putting in a little bit extra practice time, a little more focus on the game. I think that's why the scores are lower this year so far.
What's the best part of your game?
Putting. I spend a lot of time in the putting green. That's where you save strokes, so that's where I've always been practicing. So,
seeing the average duffer just goes out there to the driving range and rips 200-yard tee shots when they think they should be hitting 350-yard tee shots, and they forget about the short game, and their scores show it. All right, if your putting game is good, how much work do you put in on the long game?
I like to spend about, if I go out there and practice for an hour, I like to spend 45 minutes on the putting green, chipping green, and then the other, you know, 15 minutes on the driving range. Just because when in the summer I do play all the time, so by playing, your ball striking and everything like that's going to be pretty solid. The short game is always going to change course to course, so it's important to keep on top of that. But yeah, mainly spending at least 80% of the time on putting and chipping.
This weekend you guys will be splitting into two different directions. You guys are hosting an invitational at the Country Club, and you also have the NSIC preview this weekend, which I believe is in Hudson, Wisconsin, if I'm remembering the schedule correctly. As of yet, do you guys know who's going where?
We got top three guys that are going so far, me, Casey Hill, and John Hofdahl. And then we got everybody else is competing for those last two spots, so which is nice. It's good to have it that way because then it keeps the team competing at their best. The people that are playing the best will be on that top five. Troy Byrne is definitely a tough golf course, so it's good to bring people that are playing the best to that course.
If you had the powers to design a golf course specifically built for you, what kind of course would it be?
Very short and, I don't know, tough greens because then it would be an advantage for me because I enjoy chipping and putting a lot. But, yeah, anything, something along those lines, anything that's real short and creative around the greens.
How do you then handle a really long course?
Well, you just got to kind of take your medicine. I mean, if you're playing a 600-yard par 5, you're not going to get there in two. So you just hit your driver and, you know, you lay up and play for par pretty much and take your birdies when you can get them.
When the average golfer watches the PGA on the weekend, those guys make it look so easy. Granted, they're professionals. That's their job. That's all that they're doing. They don't have to go to class. They don't have to worry about playing in northern Minnesota year-round where it's rather difficult to get good conditions to play. knowing what it takes to play like you do, you often wonder what it would be like to be one of those guys where you just get to play golf nonstop and see how good you could get.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I mean, I've never had a personal coach or anything like they have. I think that's definitely what it takes to be 100% committed to the game like they are. But, yeah, it'd be pretty tiring, too, just traveling all the time. I mean, you wouldn't be at home at all. You'd just be playing golf all day, every day, which would be fabulous. But, yeah, they're definitely you have to be committed 100% to do what they do.
Congratulations on the great weekend. Good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU golf team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.